Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I mentioned to you last night, I had the absolute thrill and honor of hosting, along with Sheriff Carl Leonard, the special salute to Special Olympians. Chesterfield Tech Center is where it took place. Wonderful, wonderful collection of people, 300 people there celebrating the 40th anniversary of the law enforcement torch run. And it's something I've been involved with for many years. I believe passionately in what they do. Carl Leonard, God bless him, has been involved since day one. Did you know that? He's run in every one of those law enforcement torch runs since day one, with the exception of some time when he was deployed on active duty. So it's okay. We'll give him the pass on that one. In the crowd last night, one of my favorite people, Rob Whitman, congressman, represents the 1st District in my beloved Commonwealth. He was there, brought a tribute to Special Olympics that he had entered into the official congressional record. And as I mentioned earlier, Rob Whitman is one of those guys who actually walks the walk in addition to talking the talk. He didn't come by, drop it off, shake a couple hands, and bolt. He was there for the whole evening. Why? Because what I have found through the years is that Rob Whitman is passionate and devoted when it comes to law enforcement issues, disability issues, and I'm just always thrilled to welcome him to the show as well. Rob Whitman, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, it was great to be with you, and what an incredible evening. I tell you, if you couldn't leave there motivated by the pure pleasure of the Special Olympians there and what they exhibited yesterday, it was just incredible. I mean, if that doesn't lift your spirits, then nothing does. So.
Absolutely. Everybody, I think, left there walking on clouds. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful event. And thank you for taking the time to be there, and that beautiful tribute and the congressional record. I know it meant a lot to everybody there.
Well, it was an honor to be there, an honor to recognize our athletes there, Special Olympians. They do such an incredible job, and their families were there too, and the smiles on their families' faces too matched the smiles on the athletes' faces.
It sure did. We got a couple of big issues we need to address, and they both involve our friends in the Democrat Party. On the federal level, Democrats have voted now, is it 12 times, against reopening the federal government. And Virginia Democrats are now cooking up a plot, it seems, to strip Republicans, if you will, of congressional seats. I'm going to leave it to you. You pick which one you want to start with, and we'll do the other one second, okay?
Well, Jeff, I will start with what's happening in Washington. You know, we need to reopen the government. Listen, it's pretty simple. There is a continuing resolution which just says let's continue to fund the government. Nothing added to it. It's just plain and simple. Just fund the government. Right. Pay our troops. pay our federal employees, make sure that the nutrition assistance program, better known as food stamps, continue. Those basic elements that are the responsibility of members of Congress to perform their job. And listen, there are lots of other things that we need to be talking about. Yes, but let's open the government and we can have those conversations about health care, about the Affordable Care Act tax credits. We will have those discussions. But the job of Congress is to fund the government and keep it operational. I mean, I go back to 2013 when there was a shutdown, and President Obama said, he said, you don't get to hold the government for ransom for just doing your job.
Right.
You know, this is just doing our job, fund the government. And you don't get to use that as a ransom and say, oh, we want to add all these other things to it. That's what frustrates folks out there, is that, you know, the simple and straightforward efforts that a government needs to undertake can't be tied to all these other different, various other issues. And listen, we need to address those other issues. But when you make one thing conditional on another, you make it almost impossible to legislate. This should be the easiest and most fundamental vote that anybody ever takes up there. Open the government, pay our troops, pay our federal employees, make sure these programs that people rely on continue. That's our most basic responsibility. On September 19th, the House voted clearly, let's fund the government. No questions asked. Let's fund the government.
And has anybody figured out the motivation for Democrats consistently voting to keep it closed? Is it just pure politics protecting Chuck Schumer?
Listen, I think they're worried about certain political aspects of what they're having to deal with within their own party. You know, they keep talking about, well, we want to vote on this Affordable Care Act tax credits. Listen, Senator Thune has said, we'll give you a vote, but vote to open up the government. You're not going to get to hold the government hostage over something else. We'll give you both votes, but vote to open the government first. We'll have the vote on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. And we need to do that. We need to address overall health care costs, which continue to go up. But we need to do those things. And I unfortunately believe that they're trying to tie one to the other. And listen, in the past, Senator Schumer voted 29 times out of 30 times for clean continuing resolutions to open up the government. The one time that he didn't was under President Trump. You make your own decisions about what that means. Under President Biden, there were 13 times where there were votes on continuing resolutions to keep the government open. And in every circumstance, Democrats voted in favor of opening the government there. Read into that what you want. You can look at this and say, hey, is this political or not? I would argue that you take that and you can come to your own conclusions. I would say that there is a political aspect to that. And we just hope that the Democrats would do the same thing that they did under previous administrations.
Wow. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it really is not all that difficult to connect those dots. What about here in Richmond? We've got a special session being called for Monday. We were both happy to see, I'm pretty sure, our mutual friend, State Delegate Mark Early, last night. He's going to be with us next week to talk more about it. But Virginia Democrats are looking to, well, redistrict certain people. I got to figure you're on the list, Rob, out of congressional seats.
Yes, and it's just, listen, it's a contradiction and a violation of the Virginia Constitution. The Virginia Constitution is designed, Jeff, to make sure that there's the proper deliberation on anything as important as a constitutional amendment. It requires that there is an election between the time the General Assembly votes the first time to pursue a constitutional amendment and the second time. And the requirement is the General Assembly has to vote twice and it has to pass. And the reason I believe the writers of our Constitution wanted an intervening election is they wanted to make sure that voters could express their opinions with the members of the General Assembly. They either voted yes or no for these constitutional amendments. That's the level of effort that needs to go in this. And listen, we're in the middle of an election right now. The election started a number of days ago with early voting there. 800,000 people have already voted. So you don't get to all of a sudden say we're going to have a special session and count that as one of those votes because you're supposed to have an intervening election and they want to vote on it again in the General Assembly session in 2026, which will occur there in January and February. So first of all, it doesn't comply with the Constitution. And then second of all, it's interesting how just a few weeks ago, about $300,000 contribution came from Eric Holder, who just happens to be the chairman of the National Democrat Redistricting Commission, that came to Democrats here in Virginia, came to Abigail Spanberger, came to the Democrat caucus. So you can see as people look at this, they ought to ask questions. They ought to go, why all of a sudden this influx of money? Why then all of a sudden a special session being called only for the purpose of calling a special election to redraw congressional districts? And the bottom line is, Jeff, is the reason people voted overwhelmingly, voted 2-1 to say, let's have this bipartisan redistricting commission, because they wanted citizens who are part of that committee and legislators that are part of that committee. They wanted to make sure that it was this bipartisan commission that was making sure that these districts were drawn properly versus just turning it over to a handful of legislators. They wanted to make sure that it's the citizens that have the direction, not the elected. I mean, people in elected office should not be picking their own districts, and I believe firmly in that. And here's the interesting part about it is that, if you look at some of the things that have been said in the past, it really looks at a contradiction. Look at Senator Louise Lucas. Senator Lucas is the president pro tem of the Senate. And when the first referendum passed, she said this package fully encompasses the kind of reform Virginians have wanted for a long time.
Yep.
They want an equitable, transparent, and bipartisan process to ensure our electoral maps are picked by the people. And I couldn't agree with her more. Other members, you look at Mamie Locke. She said what Virginians have told us loud and clear is they want voters to choose their legislators, not the other way around. I couldn't agree with them more. I mean, that's what this is all about. And unfortunately, now they want to go down the road to take away the bipartisan districting commission itself and its results and then put it back into the hands of a group of people in the legislature. So now you have legislators picking these districts. It's mind-boggling. It is counter to what every principle is about how representative government should work.
Absolutely. Well, Rob, we're going to leave it there. We're going to be talking about this again. I'll get you back, obviously, to talk about it. I want to get, as I said, State Delegate Mark Early is going to be on next week to chat about it. It's always great to have you here. Thank you again for everything that you do on a regular basis. You got a lot of people out here who really, really, really do appreciate it.
Well, Jeff, thanks so much. Thanks for all that you do. You just do a great job on the air and a great job in the community. I don't know of anybody else that's more involved and everything across the community. I tell folks, I know I'm in the right place when I see Jeff Katz there, and I see you in a lot of different places. So thanks for all you do, too, and being connected with the community.
You're very kind. Have a blessed weekend, brother. That is Rob Whitman, Congressman, representing the 1st District here in my beloved Commonwealth. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRV.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.